Jack, meticulous as always, comes up to the bedroom at 10:30 in the morning and tells me we'll be leaving at 11 o'clock precisely. I'm not worried that I won't be ready in time. I've already showered, so 30 minutes is long enough to dress and put on my makeup. The shower calmed me down a little as, since waking at 8, I've been in a continuous state of excitement, hardly daring to believe that I'll soon be seeing Millie. Ever cautious, I remind myself that anything could happen. Yet the face I present to Jack shows nothing of my inner turmoil. It is calm and composed, and as he stands back to let me pass, I am just an ordinary young woman about to go on a day out. Jack follows me into the bedroom next door, where my clothes hang. I walk over to the huge wardrobe that runs the length of the wall, slide back the mirrored door, pull out one of the drawers and select the cream-coloured bra and matching knickers which Jack bought me last week. In another drawer, I find some flesh-coloured stockings, which I prefer to tights. Jack watches from a chair while I take off my pyjamas and put on my underwear and stockings. Then I slide back the next door and stand for a moment, looking at all the clothes hanging neatly by colour. I haven't worn my blue dress in a long time, and it is one that Millie loves because it's the same colour as my eyes. I take it out of the wardrobe. "Wear the cream one," Jack says. It's true that he prefers me in neutral colours, so I put the blue dress back and put on the cream one. My shoes are stored in clear boxes on shelves in another part of the wardrobe. I choose a pair of beige shoes with a heel. As we usually go for a walk after lunch, flat ones would be more practical, but Jack likes me to be elegant at all times, whether we're walking around a lake or having dinner with friends. I slip them on, take a matching bag from the shelf and hand it to Jack.